This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can you believe we're more than halfway through the month of May and we're barreling towards the summer? And we may get a little cold front, which may be the last little reminder, the last little taste that we have of cool weather later this week, but the days are just flying by. We've got a great lineup for you today, Monday. Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. What Warren Buffett has said to his shareholders in perhaps his last annual letter. We talk about this a lot with Guy Williams over the years. We'll pivot and talk about Russians in an attempt to regain superpower status. Looks like they might be becoming a Chinese colony. What does that mean? And the terrifying AI kidnapping scam that's going on. And we've got some other information about the market and other issues that we'll be talking about as well. At 11:30, we'll go to the talk lines. We'll try and get you folks to hone in, pipe up about what's on your mind. A lot happening over the weekend, right? At 11:10, we're going to visit with Brandi Price Klingman. She is a Louisiana certified social worker. She's the CEO of St. Christopher Wellness. It's an addiction treatment center in Baton Rouge. We're going to talk about a case in which death was classified as one thing, and it turns out it might be something else, and it has to deal with Delta 8. And we'll talk more about that in the 11 o'clock hour. Louis Pomez, St. Bernard Parish President, a formal petition has been filed to recall the parish president because of his alleged support of a House bill relative to a roadway that would facilitate passage and traffic for the Louisiana International Terminal. He has a desire to set the record straight as to where he stands and what he's doing on this particular project. So it was a rough weekend here. A lot of national news, international news, about a jailbreak involving 10 individuals that got out. There are now T-shirts, bumper stickers, and everything else, because the inmates themselves said on the whole that they busted out in the wall of the jail. Too easy, exclamation point, laughing out loud, LOL. And that's kind of taken on a life of its own with the humor of our community. I saw a bumper sticker that says, we break for OPP passengers. And it goes on and on. The net effect of all of this, folks, is that none of this is any good, right? And the immediate aftermath of someone breaking out of a jail is where you really stand up and you recognize whether or not the internal controls that you have within the jail are working or they're not. And the fact that they believe that these individuals escaped somewhere around 1 o'clock, however, not discovering that they had escaped until around 8:30. 10 of them is a huge problem. They also preliminarily had the number 11 that was put out there, and that was modified because they had not recognized nor realized that an individual had been moved from that area of the jail to another area of the jail, which is another breakdown in communication, because if you can't figure out on that particular pod, tier, whatever they're calling this piece of geography in the jail, the names and the status roster of who's actually in that section of the jail, and that's a little bit uncertain, that becomes a problem. Becomes a huge problem. Because from the very beginning, you're not able to embrace, implement, execute on protocols and notifications, and they decided to not to do so. So the other day when we talked about this briefly, I was a little reluctant to talk about it. A lot of people asking me to say something. I knew that there was going to be a lot more information coming out, and it did, and it didn't get any better. In fact, it got worse. Now they're talking about whether or not there was an inside deal. You see this a lot of times, not all the times. I'm not so certain that I would have jumped to that conclusion as quick as they did here. I think I would have taken a much more measured approach in order to get my hands around the guards there so that I could interview them immediately, get them in, get them interviewed, get them on paper. Read, write, see where this thing is going before I start making any of these overtures about this. Everyone in the back of their mind knows that's a potential issue. And the way that you respond to this is that we will leave no stone unturned. There are any number of possibilities inside of a facility that lead to this outcome. They're pretty apparent to everyone. Anyone who's ever worked in the business, I have. Worked there in a jail and have managed a jail. So know the processes. It is, let there be no mistake, it is the most difficult asset in the criminal justice system to manage. In all fairness to Susan Hudson, there's not a singular other asset out there that's as difficult to manage as a jail. Bar none, not even close. But that doesn't mean that you're inefficient, ineffective, inept. And when you start out calling them residents, you create a mindset that they are something that everybody in society knows them to be something else. Now, if I'm called a resident every day, it's hard to believe that they don't believe that they shouldn't be free, right? They're not really embracing the magnitude of the situation, of what they're facing. It's kind of a mixed message. Your freedom is restricted because you are to believe to have engaged in criminal conduct. You've already met a standard, a probable cause standard. More likely than not, you committed this crime. Why would we want to soft pedal this? Why would we want to call them anything other than what they are? I mean, at the very basic level, residents don't escape from their home, right? It's their home, if they're truly a resident, right? They don't leave nasty messages for others that are managing their residents to try and make fun of them. Because the way this works inside of a jail is there's a badge of honor every time that they can embarrass a security guard. Can you imagine working in a facility where the folks that you're watching are looking for every proclivity? They're looking for patterns. They're looking for opportunities to engage in something. they're intentionally engaging in certain things to embarrass deputies because they wear that as a badge of honor. They try to make you look bad. They try to make you make a mistake because that's how they amuse themselves. There's nothing else for them to do but that. So the flip side, and to beat back on that mindset that it's fair to say that almost every inmate in a jail embarks upon and engages on that, is to keep the level of uncertainty as to what's going on in a jail from their perspective at an all-time high, right? So you don't develop consistent patterns about what you do, what you say, how you respond. You don't share personal information. You're not putting your information out on Facebook or Twitter or otherwise where there are leverage points that these individuals would be more than happy to press on those friction points to make you miserable, to try and have you become careless. It's not a pretty place to work, but it's a very important place to work. And it's one that protocols, standard operating procedures, and otherwise may be more important inside that jail than any other place within the criminal justice system. Because when they are lax, what happens is you're able to remove a stainless steel toilet bowl piece of equipment off a wall, disconnect it, have them not even know it's broken, and start chiseling out a hole in order to render an escape. You have to be on your P's and Q's every day. You have to know exactly where people are within the jail facility every moment of every day, because if you have to take an account of these individuals, you need to know real time, in a moment's notice, where everyone is. There's a master traffic cop that has a log of where everybody is in that facility. Plain and simple. And without it, it's not going to work. And if there's a void in the appearance of a deputy on a particular pod or tier or whatever they call it, for periods of time that they're able to leave where they're unsupervised for a couple of hours, guess what happens during those 2 hours? They're doing things that they ought not be doing. And if they know that the cameras are down and they're not in fact working, so there's no observation of them at all, it gets progressively less. Now, what's really interesting is that when this sheriff goes to the mic and starts complaining about cameras that aren't working, right, and that it is a problem, she has dollars available to her within that budget. We've seen her willingness to pay overtime for other things, to pay hotel rooms, to send people on trips on the nickel of the sheriff's office, whether it's training or annual trips with the relative criminal justice associations, whichever those may be, that the priorities maybe aren't there. Maybe we should make sure that the cameras are in fact working. It would make sense. And already this has looked like a three-ring circus, right? So we're starting the blame game, and we hadn't even released the name. We hadn't even figured out how many inmates actually left, right? I should say escaped. Residents leave. Inmates escape. There was an interesting observation made by the governor yesterday, and he's right. What we are experiencing here, not only the escape, But the manner in which this was handled in the aftermath of the escape, the inability to pull all of the information together on this issue, the fact that there were 6, possibly 7 hours that passed before we ever knew about the escape, this is emblematic of a progressive mentality, right? Like calling them residents. It's a progressive mentality. It's this notion that if you're going to address folks in a more lenient, socially accepted way, as opposed to inmate, or if they're in there for a felon, you know, progressives like to put alleged felon, the alleged in all caps and the felon in small letters, is probably the best way to illustrate the ideology and practice. It drives them nuts that all of the safeguards that have been outlined by our Constitution have been met and these individuals are actually in jail, and that they have probably earned the right to be called whatever it is that we choose to call them at that point in time. But we're so stuck in the ideology that we're not minding the P's and Q's. It would be interesting to know how many shakedowns they had on that particular unit. A shakedown is when you go in there and the individual steps out of his cell and you start checking the cell. Under the bed, this, you pull on the bed, you pull on the straps, metal straps that are support of the bed to see if any of them have been broken. The weld has been eroded away so that that ultimately doesn't become a shank by simply rubbing it on a concrete wall or the concrete floors, making it sharper so it'll be just like a knife. Or the utilization of toilet paper being braided into a rope that is capable of holding 200 pounds of weight. Or toothbrushes that are now lined up as being able to puncture someone as a shank. And the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, we used to, every time we found something innovative, put it on a board, so all of our deputies could see all the new innovative tools and apparatus that had been constructed out of pieces and parts inside of that jail. Without the shakedowns, you don't ever really know what's going on. You got to move the equipment around. Had they shook that place down, one of the things you would have done is stand on the side of that toilet facility and lean up against it to see if it would move. And if it would have moved in the slightest bit, you would look to see whether or not there was any type of caulking or any other fastener that was there that has been damaged, or better yet, removed. Whether or not that particular unit can be lifted off the ground. Just by simply bending over with your gloved hands, picking up the bowl and seeing whether or not it can be easily moved. And if it can, you conduct an investigation, you go back to your protocols, you go back to your SOP, and you figure out in the previous 30 days who didn't do what, when, why, and how when they were supposed to do it. Now, the remediation can come in all kinds of different forms. Additional training, maybe letter of reprimand, suspension, termination, depending on the severity of the violation. But these are the things that you do day in and day out in order to do that. Now, residents don't get, you know, you don't do that. You know, you're staying in a hotel, and that's kind of like what this is. The maid comes in. You have a nice little interaction. What can I get for you? You know, if you could leave me a couple of extra sheets for my bed, and then we'd recognize, well, you know, maybe they're trying to make a rope. Maybe they'll hang themselves. Maybe this, maybe that. The mentality has got to change. I'm making light of it, folks. I don't suspect that any of this actually really occurred. But when that ideology permeates through a facility, that you don't really mean business? That you understand that they're to make you look like a fool? And in this case, they got the Oscar. They made Sheriff Susan Hudson and her staff look like fools. Even more so of what they were not able to pull together after the 10 inmates left the facility. After they escaped, that was bad enough, but it got worse. It got worse. Because some of the lowest hanging fruit of the notification to other law enforcement agencies and everything else was delayed. I will bet you my bottom dollar it was delayed because they had difficulty pulling all of the data together on the 10, originally reported as 11, individuals that had escaped. That is the telltale of the breakdown of this situation, plain and simple. And in true New Orleans form, things have gone crazy, right? We have T-shirts, we have bumper stickers. We have a DA who's already now decided, well, now's the time that I endorse this sheriff's opponent. Really? Now's the time? That couldn't wait? We don't have to, we got to add another ring to this three-ring circus that's going to be reported on nationally throughout the state and otherwise, that during the course we've got an upcoming election that right now is the moment. The moment that we should endorse that sheriff's opponent. And we'll go ahead and just make it political right here. Really? You got another, hold on to your hat, long period of time that you got to work with this individual, right? And here we go. And guess who's going to suffer? It ain't going to be either of those two. It's going to be you, me, and everybody else. So we just add more rings. We'll see where this goes. I love the way the governor's handling this. Put the AG in charge of the investigation. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get the basic jail guidelines. It's what we all run our jails by. Let's get DOC experts in the matter to go in, do a quick audit, find out whether or not there are any deficiencies. What would have been nice is that DOC would remove their prisoners from that facility real time, every time they're ready. What's irritating is when you hear about prisoners that were sentenced months ago that have not gone back to the judge for the sentencing. I'm sure there were some pre-sentence investigations ordered. I don't know how long those that is taken to get completed. If it's too long, the governor needs to get all over that because that's on his side of the balance sheet. That's something that they're responsible for with probation and parole. And once the commitment papers are done, which is requiring the clerk, and the clerk ought to have mandates, no commitment takes longer than 10 days. End of the story. None. 10 days or there's a sanction so that we can get these inmates out of the local jails and get them into DOC. It creates more capacity for us, and we're not having to worry about these long-termers sitting in the jail. I would agree with the sheriff. Long-termers sitting in a short-term jail is not a good idea. Never has been, never will be. It's a challenge. It's not insurmountable. Again, it's all about the operation, the SOP, the matrix that you're going to adhere to, all of that. And it is a pretty feeble excuse. But if you want the system to work appropriately, everybody has to stand up and do their thing, especially in an overcrowded situation, because you are stressing every part of the system, every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Plain and simple. And then you overlay that with inadequate human capital. And this issue's not going away. There's no panacea solution. Maybe there should be a commission that comes in and looks at this in the aftermath of this, and once we hopefully catch these seven criminal knuckleheads running around that are disrupting our society. And now, if you don't think we have stretched budgets already, we had to hear the city say they're $70 million in a deficit now. Guess how much overtime they're going to have to put to this endeavor? It's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. This is all about prioritization. Where do we want to put this money? We cannot be all things to all people. And we find ourselves every time, you know, we get dollars dropping out of the sky, we start thinking about all these programs that we can spend on, and we can't afford the ones that we have now. Why'd I say that? Because this is what happens. You lose sight of the basics. It becomes a distraction, a deflection. The sheriff went through it all. Deflected, she denied, she's evaded. Now she's not even having press conferences. Wow. Good for you, Sheriff. That's what credible leaders do. They shut down access to the public and the media in the midst of a crisis. Perfect. Got it. Because I guess our counterattacks didn't work. So, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You've probably heard a lot about the development of the Louisiana International Terminal, otherwise referred to as LIT. A location has been secured in order to develop same down in St. Bernard, and there's been a number of bills working its way through the legislative process. There's been a lot of negotiations as it relates in and around this project. Recently, there was a bill dealing with a roadway that would be constructed to make sure and ensure that there wouldn't be a overutilization of the flat assets, the roadways of St. Bernard. And the parish president there took a position, and it seems as though some neighbors got upset and now have started a formal recall petition for Louis Pomez, the St. Bernard parish president. He joins us. Louis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noam. We appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you, sir. If there's something I said that is incorrect, please correct it. I was just going from memory. So where are we right now? I know there's some issues that you have, not only with the project LIT, but also with this recall effort.
Yeah, the recall efforts, I'm not concerned about that right now. And I'm just focusing on my responsibilities as parish president, doing what's right for the people of St. Bernard Parish, and to be sure that we're protecting infrastructure that we own and operate in St. Bernard Parish.
So what are your concerns then?
Well, my biggest concern is that if, I mean, I said this over and over again, that, you know, if the port comes to St. Bernard Parish, that the infrastructure that we own cannot handle the type of truck traffic that we would have running throughout St. Bernard Parish. And, you know, and for the safety of our residents, I mean, we have kids up the age of 5 years old standing on side these highways, getting on a school bus, getting off a school bus, and, you know, less than 50 feet away from the highway, we have the rail that runs through there every day. You know, we have these children that are caught up between the highway and the rail. With a couple hundred trucks a day running through here, and then the thickness of our highways is not going to hold up. It's not going to support all of this truck traffic. So my biggest concern was if the port came to St. Bernard, it would be very, very important that we had that transportation corridor put in place before a ship was allowed to unload in St. Bernard Parish.
So do you have any doubt in your mind that that's not the plan?
Well, I don't know for a fact that it wasn't a plan, but I can tell you what I don't want it to be like the airport. You know, 5 years later, you come in and build a road. I think the plan should be that if you're going to have that type of traffic coming into St. Bernard Parish, phase one should be for that transportation corridor. You definitely have to have a dedicated road, you know, strictly for that truck traffic.
Mm-hmm. And let's not talk around the issue. My conversations with any of these folks, I've had many on this show, have all said that they recognize the importance of the road, that none of this works without the road, and that the road would be priority one to get the road built first. They recognize that. They concede that to the residents of St. Bernard. Have you heard something to the contrary?
No. I have.
So why do we continue to talk about this as though it's a concern? I mean, I hear people that are the detractors to this project down in St. Bernard saying they're not going to do the road, they're not going to do this. I said, well, how do you know that? You know, I mean, they're going to do this project without doing the road. Well, how do you know they're going to do the project? Because they're all working at about the same pace. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, we don't know. I mean, and there's litigations against the port. Parish government still has litigations against the port coming to St. Bernard Parish on a jurisdiction lawsuit. We also have attorneys involved that's environmental attorneys to see that the correct studies are being done for this transportation corridor to be put in place. So we don't know whether the port's coming or whether the road's going to come. But in my position, I have to be prepared if that road comes, if that port comes, that I'd have the road put in place before the port gets here.
Well, I was told that the studies that were going to have to be done were pretty standard and straightforward. Nature of the land dictates some of that, right? Where that piece of land is being and sharing a conterminous boundary with levee and a river, obviously. The traffic studies that would flow as a result of the backside of the property and trying to locate the best way from that property to hook up to the 510, all of which were going to require any studies. I know that you said that there's a lawsuit to determine, you know, which ones were going to be done or otherwise. Was there ever a meeting to be had with the Port of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana, and other interested parties to find out what their intentions were as it related to studies? And, you know, so that you had a baseline to work off as to whether or not you thought there were studies that needed to be done that weren't going to be done?
No, they as far as the road goes, there's no lawsuits about a location of the road of all of that. There's actually right now just the studies on the marsh that it's going through right now. The RPC is doing the study, have done the study, and it came out with quite a few different projects or designs for this road to take place. But the they had a town hall meeting in St. Bernard Parish, and they came in with quite a few different designs on locations where that road would lead to and where it would go on, where the off-ramp would be. And I think I'm almost positive that Design 22 was one of the most favorable of the residents of St. Bernard Parish, which went from the port all the way to LA 47. So There's no lawsuit against the road or the location that it's going to go.
But you indicated that there was a lawsuit to make sure that the studies needed were in fact going to be done. And my simple question was, had there been a meeting and had there been an articulation of those parties involved telling St. Bernard, these are the studies that we have been told are necessary in order to move this project forward?
That's for the Corps.
That's for who?
That's for the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers has to, before they can give them permits, all of their studies.
Okay.
Has to be
so
complete.
Why would y'all file a preemptive lawsuit on studies when we don't even know what is the full list of studies they're going to do or not do? They may be already satisfying what y'all need to be done.
All right, the lawsuit is not about the studies. We just have
okay.
we just
well, that's what you said
attorney,
earlier.
We hired an attorney to see to it that they're doing the correct studies. The lawsuit's
okay.
about jurisdiction.
Okay. So the jurisdiction about whether or not the St. Bernard Port Authority would be operating this facility as opposed to the New Orleans Port Authority?
Yes. Yeah.
And what? And I guess, what would be the benefit to the St. Bernard Port Authority that doesn't have nearly the expertise that the New Orleans Port Authority does and hasn't really engaged in contractual obligations of any project in the history of that Port Authority, the magnitude of this one? Why would y'all believe that that would be the best course of action?
Well, first of all, well, the jurisdiction lawsuit and all of this took place way before. I've only been in office a little over a year now. All of this took place. I mean, the lawsuit, I believe, for the jurisdiction was filed in 2023, somewhere the middle of 2023, for that jurisdiction lawsuit. That's when, right before the election, parish president election, there was quite a few people that got into a little conversation about the port coming to St. Bernard, New Orleans port coming to St. Bernard Parish, And why isn't St. Bernard Port building their own port? It was a lot of discussion that went on. And supposedly it was litigation that was involved in property sales that, that St. Bernard Port could not pay the judgment that was awarded for the property where that the New Orleans is actually taking control of now.
And I mean, y'all don't have a container port now, right?
No, we don't. No.
And you don't have any of the infrastructure, you've never developed any of the infrastructure, you've never purchased any of the infrastructure, you've never designed any of the infrastructure necessary for this. I just don't understand, other than a single territorial boundary, why one would think that they would be in the best position to compete, get to the market, timing is everything, when you have no experience, none, zero. You don't have the bonding capacity. You don't have the political oomph. You don't have any of that. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I mean, it's just kind of crazy. And Louis, I mean, look, I understand it's a big deal down there. Where are you on this project? You support it or not?
No. As far as the lit coming to St. Bernard Parish, I can't support the project. I signed off when, during the election.
Why can't you?
Well, it's
Let me ask the question this way. If there was a developer that came in tomorrow and said they were going to build 3,500 residential homes on that same property, would you support that?
Well, yeah, I would definitely do that. Absolutely.
Why would you do that? Because that's going to put a bigger impact on the infrastructure of St. Bernard than lit ever would.
The roadways that we have here can handle that residential traffic. We can't handle that heavy commercial traffic.
Well, I understand the load rate, and that's one of the reasons they're going to build the road. But let's talk about traffic study. You'd rather 35 new homes with 2.2 cars on average at a home that's going to far exceed because of the alternative road that's going to be provided? I don't know that y'all are thinking this thing through. Look at any study, the 3,500 homes would be disastrous for St. Bernard. You don't have the stores to support it. You don't have the schools to support it. You don't have a whole lot of things to support it at the present time.
Yeah,
you know, and you're not going to get nearly the economic impact from sales tax or property tax that you would otherwise. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, we're not talking about 3,500 new homes right now. We're talking about a major container yard.
No, I understand, but you have limited options. You have limited economic development options in St. Bernard. Let's call it for what it is. It's not like there are people from all over the world looking to go spend their money in St. Bernard. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm down there all the time. But the reality is that you have very few options. And with very few options, I would want to do big time, serious due diligence before I say no to anyone. In my view, that's just one humble man's position that has served in a position of leadership for a long time. And it just seems to me that the constituents should want that and you know, to do that due diligence. Got to get to a break, Louis. I'd love to have you back on this issue. Louis Pomez, St. Bernard Parish President. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.